This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目。I'm 佳莹。
And I'm Roy. Welcome.
本期节目的问题来自听众 Evelyn。问题是这样的。你好，能否讲解一下 being 的意思和用法？谢谢。
This is an excellent question, Evelyn. Thank you. Being is more frequently used as a verb, but it can also be a noun. Jiang, shall we start with the noun?
好的，就如同 Roy 说的 ,being 做名词的使用频率要略低于它做动词的使用频率。但因为名词 being 的近义词不多，所以确实有必要来学习一下它的用法。Being 的第一个名词含义是生物、生命。
Yes, with this meaning, it's a countable noun, and we often use it with the adjectives living or human before it.
在表达这个含义时 ,being 是可数名词。常见搭配有 living being, 生命、生物 ,human being, 人类。听两个例句。
Many people want to know if there are living beings on other planets. Human beings are social creatures.We need the company of others.
接下来看看 being 的第二个名词用法，存在、生存。这里 being 不可数，常用于不同的搭配中，谈论事物开始存在的一刻。
Exactly. This can be quite a formal use of being, and you'll often hear it used with the verbs come or bring, followed by into. Let's listen to those in examples now.
The European Union came into being in 1993. When the new railroad is built, it will bring many new towns into being.
在第一个例句中，搭配 came into being 的意思是成立了。在第二个例句中，搭配 bring something into being 的意思是使存在。下面我们看 being 的第三个名词含义，人的本质、本性是不可数名词。用来夸张地强调内心的感受。
Yes, we use being with this meaning to say that we feel something strongly. And because we're often talking about our own feelings, it's common to hear this used in the first person with my being.
因为名词 being 多用来谈论自身的感受，所以在第一人称的句子中常听到搭配 my being, 全心全意的，打心底的。听两个例句。
I love my children with my entire being. I knew Ruth was lying. I could feel it in the core of my being.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
下面我们来看看 being 的动词用法。
Let's do it. Being is the present participle of be, and as you probably know, we use the verb be a lot in English.
We do. 做现在分词使用时 ,being 用在进行时态中。虽然助动词 be 后面接现在分词 being 的句式乍一看有点怪，但我们可以用它来描述某人一时的行为。注意，助动词 be 会因主语的人称和句子的时态发生变化。
Yes, it may seem strange, but it's how we describe someone's temporary behavior. These examples might help.
My professor was being very kind to me yesterday. She knew I wasn't feeling well. David, please stop kicking my seat. You're being very annoying.
我们还可以在现在进行时或过去进行时的被动结构中使用现在分词 being. 相信大家已经知道被动语态用来强调动作的执行者是未知的或不重要的。被动语态的结构是主语加 be 动词加过去分词。注意 ,be 动词随时态和人称变化。
So, when we use the past continuous or present continuous in the passive, for example, we need to use being. Being will have the verb be before it and the past participle of the main verb after it. Here are two examples of that.
Two people were being arrested as I walked past the supermarket yesterday. My son takes swimming lessons. He's being taught how to do backstroke at the moment.
我们还可以在从句或句子的开头使用 being 来解释一件事情或说明某人做一件事情的原因。
In this case, being is often followed by a noun or an adjective, and it can be the only verb in the clause. Here are your examples.
Adam didn't used to be very good at sharing his toys, being an only child. Being old, my grandparents tend to stay at home.
希望在听了以上的讲解后，听众 Evelyn 对单词 being 的主要用法有了更深的理解。
Yes, and thank you again for the very useful question. Don't forget that anyone listening can send in their questions too.
我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学，你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，我们下次再会。
Until next time, bye bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.